Yes, well, first of all, we welcome these works. They're a long time coming. That's both Sunday Capery and to Balbofay, and also the building of a new footbridge between Balbofay and Stranraer. And that includes upgrading the existing stone bridges there. But it's because of the timing and everything else, it certainly is having a very negative effect on traffic through the town. And as well, then, the issue of the traffic lights at the top of Stranraer having a very negative effect. So, as I say, we welcome the work. We've been waiting a long time for it, but there is no other way around Balfe and Stranraer. And the other side roads, for example, out over Loges Bridge, there's a weight restriction and a height restriction on there, so people can't use that. And as I say, the route a lot of people in the past would have used would have been round by Dreenan over the new Dreenan Bridge beside the Finn Valley Centre. But that takes you back out at the Stranraer Clays traffic lights as well. So that's just not a good a route to get round the town as it used to be.
And in terms of the work itself, some of it isn't going to be complete until the winter.
No, the bridge now, the hope to have a footbridge now opened in the next few weeks in July before the builders go off on the builders' holiday. And then they'll have to come back again later on to do the opposite side of the road. The stone wall there have been upgraded because they're too low in places. So that could be September, October before that's finished. So there will be traffic management at different times there. And there's two different traffic managements going on the Donegal Road from Balbofay to Capery, where that road, that work now has just started there as well, the whole way from Capery into Balbofay. And as I say, in 2019, we're hoping that the main street in Balbofay and Stranraer will be upgraded, but that depends on when Irish Water starts. So there is going to be a lot of roadworks planned and happening in around the Twin Towns for a while. There certainly is, and it is going to cause serious traffic jams and inconvenience to passing traffic, but it's very essential work. It's work that we've been looking for a long, long time, and work that we would welcome. The roads, the condition of the roads in this area are very bad, and I can't see any solutions. We have asked the council and TAA keep meeting and looking about it and trying to do it all on one contract and do some work at night. But again, you can't have diggers working night outside people's houses either, do you see? So it's just, there's no easy solution.